This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Marshall Terry. Here's a change from earlier this summer. You might actually have to wait for a table if you go out to eat in Charlotte. The number of people dining out has risen sharply the past few weeks. That's according to an analysis by the Charlotte Ledger Business Newsletter. For more on what's behind the increase, we turn now to the Ledger's Tony Mesilla for our segment, Bizworthy. Tony, I do want to get into what's driving this increase in just a moment. First, just how much has dining out in Charlotte increased in the past few weeks?
Marshall, OpenTable, which is the reservation system that a lot of restaurants use, and they also use it for seating, not just reservations. They have a bunch of data we can look at and see how much people are actually being seated at restaurants. The number of people being seated at restaurants in Charlotte has increased in the last few weeks. Now, it's still down pretty significantly. It's down right now about 45% from where it was a year ago. However, that's an improvement from being down 60% as it was in most of July, and obviously, you know, 100% when things were closed in March and April. So it is ticking upward if you look at the graph, you know, and so I think that's encouraging on the one hand. On the other hand, it's still down pretty significantly. So, you know, there's still a lot of problems in the restaurant industry.
So what's going on? Why are more people dining out now all of a sudden?
Well, I think it's a number of factors. I think as this pandemic drags on, I think people are maybe sort of getting tired of the spaghetti and meatballs at home. You know, the weather's been pretty nice lately. The kids are back in school. And so, you know, if you're at home all day with kids trying to work, maybe the last thing you want to do is cook a meal. So, I think all those factors are kind of contributing. When you look at the numbers, Charlotte actually is one of the top cities in the country that have seen improvements. There are a lot of other cities, you know, that are down 70, 80%, you know, in some of these bigger cities, you know, they're maybe tourism dependent, San Francisco, New York, Seattle. Those are down a whole lot more than Charlotte is.
Well, as you said, while it is an improvement, it's still pretty far down from where they were a year ago. So where do restaurants go from here?
Well, remember, Marshall, that restaurants are still capped supposedly at 50% of their capacity. So, you know, even on their best nights, they can still really only accommodate half of the people that they ordinarily would. And so until those numbers go up, until those capacity restrictions are lifted or increased, which is supposed to happen in phase three, which those might be implemented as soon as September 11th, you know, I think then we might be able to see some of an increase for restaurants. But, you know, for right now, it seems like it's hard to imagine it going a whole lot higher than where it is, just because they're bumping up against these capacity limits.
Tony, the Ledger is reporting home builders in Charlotte and nationwide are facing a lumber shortage because of the pandemic. What is that doing to home prices?
Well, it's increasing home prices by a lot. Marshall, the National Association of Home Builders estimated that the average cost of a single-family home has increased by more than $14,000 since the middle of April. If you look at the price of lumber, it's more than doubled since the middle of April. A number of reasons for that. You know, production was down. Some problems with the lumber mills and the processing, and you know, in terms of factories and how do you get all the people in the factories, and with this COVID going around, you know, the demand has not tapered off as much as people had thought. There's still a tremendous desire to build homes. That's really kind of held up the last few months. And so, you know, there's tariffs from Canada, there's insects that are destroying some of the wood. I mean, there's a number of factors, but those prices have really gone up on the wood. So that's going to get passed along to home buyers. And we talked to one wood supplier in Charlotte, Queen City Lumber, who said that, you know, as far as the supplies and the availability of lumber that's needed for houses, that the situation we're in right now is worse than it was during Hurricane Hugo in 1989.
You report that COVID is disrupting an $18 million real estate deal in Charlotte's Dilworth area. What was the plan there?
There was a spot on Moorhead Street at Euclid, about 2 or 3 acres, and it was going to be sold and developed into a mixed-use project. However, the buyer out of New York was unable to get financing because the deal was supposed to close by May 1st, said they couldn't line up the financing. The deal fell through, and now it's in court. You know, the two sides are kind of suing each other. You know, it's just sort of an example of, you know, how some of these land deals can kind of change in this recessionary period.
Yeah, are we likely to see more projects like this get put on hold or canceled because of the pandemic?
Well, it's hard to say. You know, so far, I think we haven't seen a whole lot of these. You know, we saw that in the last recession, we saw financing dry up. You know, you had projects that were under construction that just stopped. We haven't had anything of that magnitude. You know, there was the news that came out this week, that Beacon Properties, which was developing an office tower and some retail near the Scaly Bark light rail line, that now it apparently is selling that. It's on the market. Atlanta's on the market. It's a development called Loso Station. There's still some apartments being built there, that those are continuing, but Beacon's kind of sounds like is getting out of the office and retail part of it. So it's just another example of how plans can kind of change as some of these markets change. It's kind of a tough time a little bit. You know, there are questions about what's the future of office. You know, are we going to need as much office space as we did in the past? Of course, retail, you know, you don't have as many people going out to shop. So there's questions about that too. So some of these plans are changing.
Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, Marshall.
That's Tony Mesilla of the Charlotte Ledger Business Newsletter. You're listening to WFAE's Morning Edition.